We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Earlier in the week, if you were listening to us, and a whole bunch of people have downloaded the interview, who I guess missed it when it was live on the air, I talked to former Virginia governor, the first African-American governor in the United States, Doug Wilder, and he seemed very animated in his concerns that VMI, Virginia Military Institute, which I think has been around here in Virginia since, I think the date was 1839 when it was started, and of course the legends of the cadets at VMI fighting for the South, of course, their home state during the Civil War. He seemed very concerned about a new wave of racism at VMI. Now, I appreciate Governor Wilder coming on the show, and I respect him, but when I pressed him on it and said, what have you heard that makes you think that? I'm not sure that I got answers that validate specific allegations that would send me into great concern. I mean, if you don't want to salute Stonewall Jackson, who, you know, it's not like they just grabbed a statue of David Duke and put it up. Stonewall Jackson is a part of the history of VMI, and I don't think it's a bad part of the history of VMI. If you don't want to salute him, maybe you shouldn't go to VMI if that's going to emotionally traumatize you. That's different than beating someone or urinating on someone or attempting to lynch someone, or, you know, those were the kinds of stories that I thought I might hear about African-American and female students being mistreated at VMI. Few people have been willing to come on, though, to defend VMI. I've been puzzled by that. We found somebody who will. His name is Turner Perro. He's a former city council person in Lynchburg and a VMI alum. And this is the first time you and I have had a chance to talk. I welcome you to the program this morning, Turner. Thanks for
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about yourself just so I know who I'm talking to. I'm correct. Former city council person in Lynchburg, VMI alum. What year were you? Or did I lose you? Oh, it's just breaking up a little bit on my end. Yeah, sorry, Turner. I go ahead.
I served as the Alumni Association president for 2 years and around 17. So I'm fairly close to VMI. Am I breaking up still, sir?
I've got you. Go ahead. Yep.
Great. So that's my background, and okay. It sounds like you're. So you had to dip down and find me, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm glad to have you here because I'd reached out to several of my friends. You know, my grandfather went to VMI. I contemplated going there. I know a lot of Richmond people who went to St. Christopher's who went to VMI, and I haven't had a lot of luck getting people to come on and defend the school. And, you know, the mindset of VMI, I think, is a little different from other schools. It's perhaps a little more subtle behind the scenes. But the allegations here are that there's modern racism that would be abhorrent to the average Virginian. I'm trying to find that. Am I not being sensitive enough? Am I missing something? What have you heard?
Well, look, first and foremost, I don't represent VMI or speak for VMI in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
But that was not my experience there. My grandfather graduated from the class of 1936. My uncle was class of 66. My father was a class of 70. You know, I've been around VMI my entire life. Mm-hmm. And one of the secrets of VMI is we treat everybody the same. When you walk in the door, they shave your head. You know, they give you a set of clothes to wear. They take away pretty much any sort of personal identification you have. And then they line you up and march you around for months. And I remember the only way I could identify certain people were the moles on the back of their head because I never saw their face. Everybody's treated the same, equally, fairly. It's the basis of what VMI is founded on.
Now, we can be honest with each other, though, and with the audience, that if you're a first-year student at UVA, your experience as a freshman is very different from being on the rat line at VMI. And for the average person to hear about the indoctrination and the intensity of the rat line is probably like, holy cow, why would anybody subject themselves to that? I think that's a fair statement, but do you think that if I had African-American or female cadets or past cadets on with me privately, they would say, John, I was singled out, I was abused, I was punched, I was called the N-word or the C-word, and I was treated unfairly because of my skin color or my gender. Even though we all were abused, they singled me out, and I was really abused and mistreated.
Well, John, I certainly hope that would not be the case. I can't say that with absolute fact, though, because in every place across America, you're seeing evidence of individuals exhibiting racist behavior. So I can't say that has never, ever happened. But I can say the Institute as a whole certainly does not condone discrimination or racism in any way, shape, or form. And then I've also seen...
You feel confident in that, that there's not a subtle undercurrent of racism that's crazy hostile once the lights go out and once the public is no longer in the museum and everything.
A black graduate from the class in 97 posted on Facebook, and he actually was a member of the Board of Visitors until he was replaced by Terry McAuliffe, ironically, posted that he never experienced that sort of racism at VMI outside of what he normally gets in his day-to-day interactions. So as far as VMI being single out or drilling down on that or being worse than anywhere else, no, not at all. I thought that was a very telling comment. One of my brother rats posted, he said he had never had that experience at VMI. I can't say that it hasn't happened, but those are some specific comments that I've gotten from my friends.
Well, how do you think VMI alums and the school will respond to this intense scrutiny that they're facing? I mean, I had the writer from the Washington Post on the air and tried to get some specifics. Again, maybe I'm not sensitive enough as a middle-aged white guy to this kind of abuse. I will tell you, you know, I've had some friends who went to VMI who were gay, and I'm openly a gay guy, who told me that people knew they were gay, and they were very worried that they would be treated very, very poorly there, and they were not. That's what they tell me. I'm sure somebody else might have some anecdotal stories that would be in contrast to that. But I mean, I am sensitive to it because of my own personal story and my friends, and I'm just not hearing the type of abuse that would be in a movie, you know, from the 1950s. And I'm trying to get to the bottom of that. What does VMI do to either address this, clear it, and move forward and not be closed? Because it sounds like some Democrats want to close the school.
This is awful. The Washington Post piece was a poorly veiled hit job, I believe. And there was only one side presented throughout that article. And I've heard of other people that have been interviewed by the author. And that were very supportive of VMI, but he declined to include them in the piece.
So you have
a one-sided piece that's come out, and then you've got this knee-jerk reaction from the Commonwealth and the leadership in the Commonwealth. And VMI has been accused and found guilty before an investigation has even occurred. Why is the governor conducting investigation? He's already made up his mind. He asked the superintendent resign, which was outside of his authority. So I'm obviously very frustrated by this. VMI will welcome an open, independent investigation. And VMI does, we write things that are wrong. So we're going to, if there are problems identified, then VMI is going to tackle those problems head on. But we feel confident that the administration has done what it has needed to do and has done for years now to make sure that people are treated fairly and equally at VMI, no matter where they're from or what they look like.
I hope that's true. That's, you know, I've got an eye on the school with the family and personal connections to it. That does seem to be the case, and I hope that's true. Can I ask you why you think Ralph Northam, a VMI grad, who was heralded by VMI when he won? I mean, I know a lot of people who normally vote Republican who said, well, I've got to support Ralph Northam because, you know, he's like me. He graduated from VMI. What's going on with this guy?
I'm terribly, terribly disappointed in him. He got tied up in a political controversy, and he is doing whatever he can to show that he is not the racist that he was accused of being 30 or 40 years ago. So he's overreacting. And he knows the superintendent personally. He was the president of the honor court. That is a well-respected position in the Corps. He's a well-liked person, but he's
changed. Either that gives him more credibility, or it undermines, or something really serious is happening with him personally. I you know, normally, Republican or Democrat, just based on my life experience, if someone told me that this guy was the chairman of the honor court at VMI, I'd have a lot of respect for him, not ever having met them. And there's been a lot of stuff that's happened recently that makes me go, wow, this is messed up.
Governor Northern is not the man we elected 4 years ago or however many years ago. And what really gets under my skin, if you've got a personal relationship with somebody and you need to give them some bad news, you don't get your chief of staff to do it. Call them yourself. Come on, man. We're VMI men. This is what we do.
Yeah, that was surprising. I've heard a lot of people mention that. Listen, I appreciate you coming on. You know, you've got our number. If you hear something else that you need to share with us, I would welcome you. And Turner, let me also say, if there's anybody out there who knows a minority who attended VMI who wants to come on, I'm not going to give anybody anonymity here to do a hit job, but if you want to come on and you have something to say that's counter to this, I will give you the airtime because I think it deserves to be discussed. Turner Perro, former
city councilman.
Yeah,
we need to listen to everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.